This is Lisa with MiracleOfDeliverance.com. I'm talking about post-deliverance freedom. And on number 8, we're going to talk about learning to recognize the truth and clinging to it. And number 7, we talked about the importance of the Word, and out of the Word comes the truth. John 8:31 reads, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" I love how sometimes we have one lie, and the Lord will reveal the lie and put in the truth, and it immediately breaks it. That's one of my favorite things to watch him do. Through the word, you will know the truth. There may come a time, however, where you are under such an assault that you may not know the truth. For example, let's say that there is a woman who came out of prostitution or out of rejection. And then one day, a thought comes to her, "You really aren't clean. No one sees value in you." If she does not immediately address that lie, that accusation, and know who she is in the Lord, that can become pretty heavy. And that lie can become so big that she no longer knows whether it's the truth or whether it's a lie. When that happens, I recommend to confess that to someone else. Now, the reason it's difficult to confess it is because shame comes in with it. And shame likes to hide in dark places. But the remedy for shame is always the light. Bring it up and expose it. So when you don't know what the truth is, find someone you trust that's mature in the Lord and who is a truth teller and say, "Here's what I'm thinking. I know it may not be true, but I really can't tell. And I need you just to help me." Now you can go in prayer and do that as well and look in the Word. But if you have trouble with it, find a fellow believer, confess it, and let them say, "Yes, you know, you have issues with this." Or most likely, "Here's what the Word says. This is not true. And we're going to stand against this lying spirit." James 4:7 does read, "Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Sometimes you need someone to put their arm through your arm and resist together. And that's why the local body of believers is so good. Let me also say, if you start having dreams, like if you dream about old addictions, bondage, or sin, confess what the Lord says about you. As soon as you wake up, do not feel guilty for what you dreamed. You are not that person. Sometimes memories come out in dreams, and sometimes dreams are godly dreams. Sometimes the enemy sends dreams. Sometimes they're just a pizza dream. You're dreaming because you ate pizza. But if it brings hopelessness, if it brings rejection, if you feel burdened by it, then resist this. "I am not what I dream. I refuse to come back into old habits. I refuse to accept what this dream is saying." Now, having a dream may be a sign that the Lord wants to do something else in you, but you are not what's in your dream, and you are who the Lord says that you are. If you're having problems with believing who you are in Christ, I would write down some scriptures. Go through those before you go to sleep and declare those over yourself. And command the enemy, say, "You are not allowed to have access to my dreams, to my household, in the name of Jesus." Next up, we're going to talk about accountability.